Good morning, Angel Cadets. This is Michael. We've got a lot of work today polishing up our skills, because any moment, any time, the Father could be sending us to Earth. Now be angels and fly to class.
Thank you. Well, she looks...
Let me see. Joseph is still awake.
No! No.
Angie looks terrified.
Well, this is not going well.
She's tiptoeing all around him.
I think this dream idea is turning into a nightmare.
Now, cadets, watch and see. All your timing is always perfect. All will be well.
Joseph Lane.
I saw the angel in my dream. This is Joseph, son of David, brought to Mary and my wife.
She will have a child that will bring the world to life.
This is Joseph, son of David, only one.
Save the people from their sins, Emmanuel has come. Emmanuel has come.
Math equals boring.
Now, well,
shepherds in a field?
Yes, Jesus will soon be born in a stable in Bethlehem. They will be the first to greet him. We are to tell the good news.
Jesus will be born in a filthy stable. Oh my, this is not going well. I knew Joseph would get to go ahead.
The second assignment is for Melody.
Well, I hope she doesn't have to. Never mind.
Gabriel, look at this assignment. I'm
Hey Dad, could I, especially you, Melanie, I want to apologize. was, man, that was off the chain. That was incredible. I'm telling you, that was so good. Wow. Way to go, Miss Karen. Way to go. Way to go. Were you the star? Were you the star? That was amazing. All right, Miss Sissy. Good job, ladies.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Outstanding. They're going to go and transition out of all of those things. I'm going to invite you to stand and stretch your legs with me as we look at this passage of Scripture, and then I'm going to take you to the New Testament. We'll read some verses over there. I'm in Isaiah chapter 53, beginning in verse 1. And this prophesies the coming of Jesus, our wonderful Lord and Savior. The Word of God reads in Isaiah 53, verse 1. It says, "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you for these kids. And we thank you for these folks that you have drawn out to experience a gospel presentation through song. Lord, as we read about the prophecy in Isaiah, and as we think about this Roman road here in the book of Romans, I pray if there's anyone here tonight that doesn't know you as personal Lord and Savior, that this might be an opportunity, this might be their time to receive you as Savior and Lord. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. If you'll have a seat with me right quick, I'll share with you just a few more verses and try to tie this all together, and we will transition next door for the punch and cookies. Amen? First verse I want to share with you is in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3. And basically what I try to get across to folks when I talk to them about the gospel is that we are, I am, you are, all of us together, we're sinners. We have a sin nature. We have a sin problem. But God, in his sovereignty, God in his providence, God in his love for us, took care of the sin issue. He took care of our sin problem, and he sent his son Jesus to be born in this manger that these kids sing about, the star, the shepherds, all the whole nine yards. And that baby grew, and he went to the cross, and he died a perfect sacrifice. I share with you Romans chapter 3, verse 23. The Word of God reads, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Right? I mean, for those of us that are saved, we had to come to the crossroads in our life where we finally figured out, via the Holy Spirit revealing it to us, some pastor preaching to us, some radio program, Christian radio program we're listening to, a Billy Graham crusade, youth camp, vacation Bible school, whatever it may be. But we came to a crossroad where we discovered by the Word of God, by somebody loving us and telling us the message, we came to the point where we figured out we were a sinner. Because the Bible says we're sinners. Pastor Steve doesn't say it. The Bible says it. It's not a Baptist thing. It's a Bible thing. And so we need to get to that point before we can receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The Word of God also reads in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That really is the glorious good news of Christmas. He died for us. Amen? The word continues on in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And for those of us that are saved, that have received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, I want to tell you, we are experiencing the kingdom of God right now. I mean, Jesus is in us via the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, by God's sovereign hand. He's sent Him, and we've prayed to receive Him. We've opened the door of our heart, and we said, "Come in, Jesus, and sup with me." And I want to tell you, He's in my heart, and for many of you, He's in your heart. But there may be some tonight that He's not in your heart. Oh, you know about Jesus. You know about Him. You know some things about the Bible. But you've never come to that crossroad where you've recognized that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And you've never prayed. You've never asked Jesus to come into your life, come into your heart. And that's what we want you to think about. That's what the Holy Spirit wants you to think about. That's really the whole message behind the program tonight. You to think about. It's an introspection thing, right, as we come to this Christmas time. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10 says, of Romans 10, this is the next verse, "For with the heart a person believes." And I know what some think. Well, I believe there's a Jesus. I mean, I believe He was born in a manger. I believe He died on the cross. But where we miss it in the English is that this Greek word here for belief, it's pistuos. It's trusting. It's a deep trust. And really the proof is in the pudding, right? "For with the heart a person believes," and the next phrase is this, "resulting in righteousness." Resulting in righteousness, right? Resulting in righteousness. "And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." So I give you the ongoing standing. I mean, it's ongoing standing as long as I'm living, as long as I'm here, invitation. Can you put that slide up? It's got my cell number on there. Don't call me with a sales call. I get plenty of those. But if you want to talk about salvation, if you want to text about salvation, if you want to argue with me, I probably won't argue with you about salvation, but I'll certainly talk to you more. And if you need prayer, I'll pray with you. And if you need me to come visit you, I'll come visit you. And if you can come back to church, you come back to church. And if you need to find another church. But man, be in a good church. Be in a Bible-preaching, Jesus-loving church. And I want to tell you, you'll grow, friend. You'll grow. And you'll experience the kingdom. You'll experience righteousness, peace, and you'll experience love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray it on out, and we'll be, I finished up ahead of time. I got 2 minutes. Don't tell the Sunday morning crowd that, hey, man, you let them have 2 minutes. All right. Come on. All right. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You again for this time. Thank You for these that have been so attentive to listen to the gospel message in song and in just this wonderful program. And then thank You again, Lord, for their attention to listen to the passage out of Isaiah and to listen to this Roman road of salvation in the book of Romans that Paul has given to us. Father God, you know the hearts of each and every person here. You know who's saved, who's not saved. You know who's about to be saved. Father God, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would just encourage and grow the seed that's been planted. And Lord, we pray that those that are on the very cusp of receiving Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, let them text me. Or if they don't text me, let them talk to Brother Marco next door. Or let them talk to Miss Sissy or one of our teachers or one of our deacons here, or Brother John Thornhill. Lord, let them talk to somebody about Christ. And Lord, we'd be glad to share with them what it means to receive Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank You, Jesus, for Your loving obedience to the Father. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for squeezing and convicting our hearts so that we know we need a Savior. And thank you, God, for making it all possible. You loved us so much that you gave us your son. Lord, thank you for the food, the refreshment next door. We pray some of the calories and sugar out of it so we can all go to bed tonight. But Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship. May it be sweet. May we enjoy one another's company. Thank you for all these families that have come out. Give them safety as they depart here this evening with their kids or grandkids. We love you tonight, Lord. Thank you for loving us. It's in your name we pray. And God's people said, amen. You folks are dismissed. Have a great time. Sugar up.